Hey everybody, it's Brendan, and welcome back again to another episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns, Maya and I's bi-weekly chat show where we dissect all things pop culture. On this week's episode, we're discussing everything from Jerry from the hit Netflix show finding himself in quite the scandal, Gaga's 911 music video, Travis Scott eating McDonald's, TikTok going away for good, and so much more. Send us your questions, comments, and concerns about this week's topics to workthepod@gmail.com. That's workthepod@gmail.com. Now let's get this party started.
What's up, bitch?
What's up, bitch?
Welcome back to Work the Podcast. I'm Maya. He's Brendan.
Yes, I am.
The hell is he doing? Okay. Thank you for listening for another week.
Thanks for joining us here again at Work the Podcast. We're so happy to have you back.
And welcome to Comments and Concerns.
Questions, comments, and concerns.
Everybody just went deaf, but...
Is it? it's the intro.
How's your week or weeks been?
Well, you know, it's good. We're on to new endeavors. We're trying to make our life something here. We're trying to get it moving, you know. Get it popping, because this government is just, you know, fucking with my life. And you know, I'm just, I gotta get going. Keep moving. How are you? That sounds
depressing. Anyway.
Yeah.
I've been all right. I've been doing school for the last week. It's been Zoom on top of Zoom on top of Zoom on top of Zoom. My brain is eating. Which makes it even worse, which I didn't realize. Like, I use Zoom at work all the time, you know, that's nothing. Yeah. But I think... for the majority, I would say probably 98% of the people that I work with are like technologically, like they're there. Now with these people in this program, girl, you look like they look at the computer for the first time yesterday. I said, oh, yeah. Y'all together.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Literally,
it makes it 20 times worse because you're like, God, Jesus, why is this happening?
My favorite.
Girl, click the mic.
Oh my God, wait, time out. So in the real estate class the other day on Zoom, this one girl goes. The teacher was talking about the assignments and it wasn't even that bad, right? And then the other girl in the class gave like a recommendation. She was like, oh, here's something. I make flashcards like every day, you know, after class to help me memorize things, which is a good idea, you know, especially for all of these terms. Yeah. And one woman did not have her fucking mic muted. And she goes, oh, no, that's too much. I was out. And I am.
You know, she was black. But anyway.
I mean, you're not wrong. I'll tell you that.
So, starting off this week, we need to talk about 911. Okay? We need to talk about it. Let me tell you something. I don't know what to expect. Okay? Because I don't know what the fuck from the teaser she was given, I said, girl, I don't know what this is going to be like, okay?
The girls are growing.
The first 4 minutes, I said, what the fuck is going on at least 4 times? What the fuck is going on here?
Wait. I literally, it's funny you said that because I paused it in the middle of it, right? And I looked at Rob in the kitchen and I go, you know, there's a lot of symbolism up in here. But I don't know what none of it fucking means.
I was like, what? When that man was hitting his head against the damn, I was like, against the ground, I was like, why is he doing that? And what the fuck is that? I was like, what's happening here?
It was giving me like Alejandro meets Guy, like those two combined.
It's like Marry the Night.
Yeah. Meets,
like, girl, what? Like, it was just, it was giving
and
me
And then the laugh. Ending was giving me very, like, Click with Adam Sandler.
Whoa. said, Click. Damn, was that a read?
No, I mean, remember the last scene when he's, like, dying and he's, like, has the remote. He's like, ah. Like, I don't know. Just, it was giving me that. But it was very intense. And then I saw it was, like, LG. I was like, damn, that is, like, a very blatant fucking sponsor in this.
Like, they get the, I was like, get the
yeah.
Get the points.
I was damn.
It made, once the, if there was not the ending, I would have just been sitting there like, girl, I don't know what none of this means. But now that I look back on it, I was like, oh, it all makes sense now.
So, like, I still don't know what each thing means, right? However, each of them were in the end of the video just as something else.
Exactly. So the guy was the guy that was in the car, the guy that had the accident.
Yes, right? But, like, what?
Listen. The guy who was, like, touching, the guy who was, like, on her leg was putting the tourniquet on her leg, and then he was giving her CPR. You understand? Okay. You understand?
Okay, yeah.
He was across the street. It was a lady in the beginning who was just standing there. She had the afro.
Well, yeah, I know all that. Like, I saw all the people, but I still don't know, like, what the fuck any of it means. You know what I mean?
Incident. What do you mean?
That's it, though? Like, all that elaborate ass fucking, like, 911, and then it's a fucking car accident?
Yeah, that's it. You're overthinking it. Because, yes, that's it. So,
I'm like, what does it mean? It has to mean something, and then you're...
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think that there's anything more than that.
Well, good for her. Her wigs were slaying it.
The outfits. Oh my
outfits. God. Everything. The makeup.
Everything. And men were very attractive in that video. My God.
Yeah. It was beautiful. It's like, that could be like one of my new favorite Gaga music videos. My favorite one, I think, is Guy. I'll say it again. I love that.
You know, I wouldn't even just say Gaga video, but a good music video is replay value. You know what I'm saying? You can just watch it over and over and over again.
Yes.
Or you're just like, this shit is entertaining. Yes. I could watch it 85 times because I don't know what the hell was going on.
Absolutely. You could watch any of Gaga's videos 85 times and still not know what the fuck she's talking about or doing.
You'd be like, I know this is good, but like, I don't really know why.
And you're just like, yeah, Gaga. Yes, Gaga. You don't even know what you're yesing.
Nope. I'm just like, this is, people like, cinematic, masterpiece. I said, girl, is it?
Like, did you see how the man was banging his head against the pillow? I'm like, bitch, what?
Girl, yes, but like.
Yes, I did see it, but I still don't like. And don't try to give me your fucking art school definition of it either.
Saw it, but I didn't see it. Okay?
Because, you know, art is subjective and it's personal. So, like, you could tell me till your face turns blue that it's supposed to be this, but that don't mean it's going to be that to me.
He said to me. Do you want to start us off with our first story of the week?
I don't even know where to begin.
First of all.
There's a lot going on.
It started off slow, I feel like.
It did. Let me just start very quickly. This isn't even my main story, but let me just start by saying, I know you haven't even been watching Drag Race Vegas review. However, you have been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Derek's problematic as fuck. Still.
You know what it is? You know what really pisses me off? That they're making Asia be the villain in the situation.
Yes. But you know what?
Derek Barry. Oh my God.
Asia, I will say though, like, Asia is, she's not the villain, right?
No, she's not.
But I will say though, Asia is very quick to just like take it up like a thousand.
What's the problem?
Well, I mean, it's not like bad, but like sometimes, like the part where Nebraska gets all up in the biz, yeah, that was needed. But like when she just bolted out of the fucking hotel room and like ripped her mic off, I was like, okay, girl.
as Cameron said when they were at Naomi's house, was that the right place for you to do that?
No.
Absolutely not. That was inappropriate.
Derek is just annoying, but he's they'll never stop putting him on those shows because he's makes good TV.
Ugh. I don't even watch this with Derek Barry on this bitch. He's pissing me off.
What I really wanted to talk about in reality television news is the fact that Carol Baskins is fucking on Dancing with the Stars, and on top of that, her husband, who is missing, dead, whatever, his family released an ad to play on the premiere of Dancing with the Stars, talking about, we want a tips for our father, bring him home, blah, 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 blah. And then Carol Baskins has the audacity, when she was walking into a little dance studio, to go, well, that commercial, if it brings in more tips about the location of my husband, then it's a win-win. She's a shady fucking bitch, dude.
Meanwhile, her fucking tiger's like, that was good.
Yeah. Right. He's like soil in the backyard because they shit him out like 4 years ago.
Okay. So Dance with the Stars is for 40-year-old white women, number one. Let's get that out there. So I don't think I've ever watched one full episode of Dance with the Stars, even though it's on season fucking.
Because let's just be honest, the word star.
Objective.
Yeah. I ain't seen one in there.
They had, first of all, Nelly, stop. What the fuck you on there? Nelly, don't know. Neve, stop. I don't.
Ugh.
I'm confused.
But like, Carol fucking Baskin?
This is the thing. This is where I have the problem, okay? This woman is alleged to kill her husband, and y'all are giving her fucking screen time? Like, that's okay. Because if it was anybody else who looked any type of anything different, her ass would have been canceled and you would not have heard from her again.
Right.
Okay? Would they have put Joe Exotic, they probably would have put Joe Exotic on Dancing with the Stars, actually. Let me not even say that, because I think that they would. And that motherfucker would have signed that check, that contract.
And he would have fucking killed Carol Baskins when he got there, goddammit.
Like, and first of all, you know Joe is in that fucking jail cell just fuming. You know
him. Right. That is some fuck shit, right? Isn't that the fuck shit of the century? She is the one who is alleged to have killed her fucking husband. And then he is just in jail for what? Like some money shit or whatever? Or
stuff. And I think a lot of it was animal abuse. I think that was most of the
time. Oh, well then, yeah, that's fucked up.
He said, "Never mind. Let me retract my statement."
He said, "Yeah, you should be in jail." But still, like, you know, he's absolutely fuming.
He's absolutely fuming in that jail cell, pulling out the
Okay. And do you see his boyfriend's out here living his life too? You don't give a fuck,
girl. He said, "Look, what the fuck that mean to me?"
He said, "Bitch, I'm on that Tiger King money, honey."
What are you here for?
He said, "I ain't worried."
I don't even, obviously they didn't eliminate anyone because it was the first episode, right?
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch it because I refused to give them any types of clout.
I don't even know how that show worked, but.
But I literally, as soon as I saw that they were having Carol Baskins, I said, this has to be some sort of cruel joke.
Girl, you know, first of all, Dancing with the Stars, I knew it wasn't no fucking joke. I said, this is bottom of the barrel right here.
Right. They are scraping it, like scraping the bottom of the barrel. Carol Baskins is not even a fucking celebrity.
Not. Nobody else was available. No one.
Not a soul. No. How fucking you have?
Fucking, I don't even know who else. What are the people from 90 Day Fiance? I don't know.
Anybody else?
Anybody was available, but you picked fucking Carol Baskin. Who sat there in that damn board meeting and said, you know who we should invite? Carol Baskin. I want to have a word with them real quick. I would like to speak with them because I got some choice words. Okay.
Yeah, foolish. It was just dumb. I hope they're not getting good views, but I'm sure they are.
I'm sure that first episode got hella views. I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
I'm
just sure. Because people want to see her, and people are annoying, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what I should move on to next. So Trump banned TikTok for the girls.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
As of today,
the hype house in every house in fucking LA is panicking, bitch.
They're gonna make a YouTube channel or something. Actually, people don't even make YouTube channels anymore, so I don't know what the fuck they about to do, but
they're like, oh my god,
what where's my money gonna come from? Good, because I don't like them motherfuckers anyway.
But literally though, like, so if TikTok's banned, that's like their money is gone right away.
Yep.
And then they have to literally build up fan base on a whole other app. Oh, that's terrible.
People and Vine did it, and they were fine. So they said that the app is going to be banned from the App Store starting on September 20th, so 2 days from now. What is WeChat? What is that? They keep saying and WeChat. What the fuck is WeChat?
Not sure.
Sure. So you can still have the app on your phone, but there won't be any updates for it. So eventually, as there's more updates, it's just going to stop working, basically.
Huh.
I think that's what the gist is. Who knows how long that's going to be? It might be a couple months, might be a couple weeks.
That's interesting.
But
that. And this, and why is exactly are they banning it?
Long story short, because of the tech war between China and America.
Oh my god. I hate it here. And not even because, like, it has nothing to do with TikTok. Like, it has everything
to do with the fuck shit that's actually TikTok, which I would be like, okay, cool. But no, it has nothing to do with
that. I don't even have TikTok on my phone. Okay, so there. But, like, I just hate it here.
It's foolish. All of it is just so fucking foolish.
It's dumb. Everything's dumb. Like, I'm just tired of it, honest to God. And it is, you just said it, September fucking 20th is this Sunday, bitch. October 1st is in like 3 weeks, almost.
Less than 50 days until this fucking election. Less than 50 days.
Yes, less than 50 days into this election. And when we started this podcast, it's not that we are afraid to be political. It's not that we don't have political opinions. It's just we wanted to make this a place that wasn't, because there's so much of that going on around us in the world and then on the news. So we wanted to make it less about it. But in this instance, the one thing that I am absolutely fuming about is that y'all motherfuckers, people our age, people a little bit older than us, a little bit younger than us, and then whoever can vote in that realm, do it. Please.
Because I can't be doing this no more.
Because, like, I'm telling y'all, you guys think, you know, look at what happened in four years of a presidency. Like, look at all this shit that's going on. Like, this is not a joke anymore. Where are the jokes?
Because I can't find them, so.
Where are the jokes?
It's just like, I'm tired. I'm just tired.
That's my thing, is nobody else, like, the people who are in Washington, like talking about, like, banning TikTok and shit like that, are y'all not, like, tired?
They don't give a shit.
Right, honestly. But here we are, we're talking about fucking TikTok, and we have so many other things that we should be, like, talking about, or, like, worried about. Like, not, like, talking about, like, but I'm saying, like, worried about, like, as a government. Like, your fucking biggest concern right now is banning TikTok.
That's foolish.
Whatever, Donald.
Not Donald. What's the next story you got for us?
Well, so this is quite the scandal, actually.
Actually, it's quite the scandal.
I don't know if you saw this on the interwebs, but I'm sure you did, because it immediately was plastered all over the place. But I was fucking shook when this story came out, bitch.
Go ahead.
Fucking, you probably know, you might know what I'm going to say, you may not.
I'm looking at the story, so I know exactly what you're going to say.
Fucking Jerry from Netflix. Cheer, bitch. Jerry.
Well, disappointment doesn't even begin.
Yes.
How I feel about this story. But go ahead and give a little breakdown for people who don't know.
So I read I read a whole article about it today because I was like, what went down, Jerry? So for those who don't know, there was a Netflix series called Cheer. And it was a hit series. I think it might have came out right before pandemic or as the pandemic.
Like January it came
out. It was a really good show. And one of the people on the show that really captivated the audience was this cheerleader. His name was Jerry. And he had a very inspiring story. He, you know, is kind of like a, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here type of thing. Mm-hmm. Hard worker, you know, was determined to make the cheer team. And he blah, 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 you know, type of story. Yeah. He had a very nice persona on the television. He, like I said, he won people's hearts. He was one of the most popular characters to come out of that show because people really kind of fell in love with him. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to this weekend, the motherfucking FBI is knocking on his motherfucking door because Mr. Jerry, I don't even know his last name, but
I hear it.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, Jerry, he has been soliciting sex from a minor.
Minors.
And minors, yes, minors. And then now I think it even has come out that he actually had sexual relations with a minor as well. And this was all, this all occurred when he was 19 years old, I believe it said. And the victims were 13-year-old twins. 13 or 14, I think.
I think they're 14 now. I think it happened.
Yeah. It was like this past year or the year before, but I think it was last year. So they were 13 when it happened and he was 19. And what he was Snapchatting them, asking them for nude photos, nude videos. Then he saw them at a cheer competition and invited them to have sexual relations with him. Yada yada yada, the whole nine yards, and that's pretty much the stem of it. And then apparently he actually had like some sort of sexual relations with a minor at one of the cheer events at 19 years old. So
what in the fuck?
Yeah, it's one of those stories where you're disgusted, but you're also just really disappointed because as I described him on the show Cheer, he was like one of those people you were rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
But that just like, if this just goes to show you anything in life, there's layers to this that could be learned from, right? This goes to show you anything in life. Everything could be smoke and mirrors, right? We idolize people that we don't even necessarily know anything about. But also, furthermore, you know, it can also be a lesson too that, like, don't ever assume that just because of something looks some sort of way on the internet or via TV or via here, that's matter of fact, and don't let it affect your life because there's so many people coming out of the woodwork who have all sorts of problems, whether it's him with his, you know, soliciting sex from minors or other celebrities coming out of the woodwork with their fucking problems. So it's like, it's a good lesson because we've become so fucking enamored with like social media and shit, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? To just, you know.
Also, shit. Just because he's gay doesn't mean that all gay people do this, because I know some motherfuckers are going to say.
Yeah.
Doesn't equate to the other one because y'all nasty motherfuckers be touching little kids and then claiming you straight anyway, so it don't fucking matter.
Yeah, I never understood that correlation.
Because
there is no correlation.
Right, there is none, and it's just the straights projecting, so.
Well, and then, so then here's the thing. So you're saying... So you say gay is a choice, but if I'm gay, I'm like, then you claim that I would have to be a pedophile by not choosing? Like, what?
The gays will do anything to justify people as to why they're gay, because straights are not secure with their sexuality. So, yeah, and they can't handle that. So
it's sad that like that's the top conversation. You know what I mean? That happens in the society. Oh, you know, like he's gay. It's just because he's gay. Like, no, how many fucking Jeffrey fucking Epstein wasn't canoodling boys, and he, you know.
What? Not canoodling. I never heard that one before.
I'm just saying if somebody's fucked up, they're fucked up. It doesn't matter who they are, what they are, what they're into. If they're fucked up, they're a fucked up person. Period.
So Monica, the cheer coach, released a statement on Instagram, and she said, my heart is shattered into a million pieces. I am devastated by this shocking, unexpected news. Our children must be protected from abuse and exploitation, and I'm praying hard for the victims and everyone affected. Please respect our privacy as our family mourns during this heartbreaking time.
I also saw the coach said that he hasn't been cheering with them since March.
Oh, I didn't see that part. She said
what? Somebody said something. I saw somebody said something like that. It was like a statement from somebody. Mm-hmm. And like, which is fine, but also this happened last year. So.
But yeah, it's fine. Also, like, motherfucker, I was inside. Like, you could have called me, but that's fine.
Right.
I was in lockdown. That's all right, though. But.
I was shook when that story came out. I was like, too. Damn. You just really don't be knowing. People are fucking crazy.
Last story I wanted to touch on real quick. Y'all motherfuckers really be... y'all really fall for the gags. You know what I'm saying? The girls just really fall for
it. The girls are girling.
The girls fall for any type of hype. The girls fall for any type of pyramid scheme.
Like what?
Motherfuckers, don't stop going to McDonald's and buying this fucking Travis Scott meal. I swear to fucking God. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with y'all? Okay, if y'all don't know, Travis Scott got a fucking meal at McDonald's that includes a quarter pounder with cheese with some lettuce and some bacon on it, fries with some barbecue sauce and a Sprite for $6. First of all, first L, that is the blackest meal I've ever heard in my fucking life, okay? You know, barbecue sauce is about people like a fucking crisp Sprite from McDonald's, okay? Number two, it's $6. Black people love a deal. Number three, I didn't even know y'all caked for Travis Scott like this. I really did not know. I really don't understand. I didn't know. I couldn't even sing you a Travis Scott song if I fucking tried.
That's funny that you said that, because literally when this happened, I will say, like, Astroworld, the album by Travis Scott, it's a good album. You know, I don't think it deserved like all the hype that it got, but like it's a decent album.
What? No.
But it's funny you said that, because literally when I saw the commercial for it, I was like,
"Bitch, what?"
I said, "Who? What?" Higher authority in this world deemed like Travis Scott like that one. You know what I mean?
You know who that higher power was?
Kylie Jenner, Kris Jenner.
Exactly who it was. It was fucking Kris Jenner. You know,
well, that's what I said. I was like, is it literally because of the Kardashians? Because like
Kris whole fucking thing. You know she did.
Because like Travis Scott, yeah, like he's good, but like he's securing deals with like Wheaties and fucking McDonald's, and
they changed the name of Reese's to be fucking like, I'm like,
Applejack's changed to like Cactus Jack or some shit.
How is this man getting all these deals?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, well, wait, there was another one. Oh, Fortnite. He does concerts for Fortnite. They did a whole virtual experience concert for him. Who fucking said that like he was it?
Who authorized it? I really don't know who authorized it. But
I'm telling you, I swear to God, it's literally because he is one of the few Kardashian men that has come out
on top and continued to stay on top.
That's because he bite the bullet. He'd be like, Chris, I'll be your fucking slave, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Because, like, look at all the other, look at Kanye.
Yeah, they all fuck. Well, Kanye was already crazy beforehand. Well,
yes, but still, like, but you know, I mean, like, but I'm sure his whole situation ain't helping shit. Ain't helping shit.
Right.
But, it's like,
Chris, like, get him.
Look at Lamar.
Lamar crackhead.
Look at Tristan out here wilding. Fucking.
He was beforehand, so.
Who else?
Fucking. I don't know. Reggie Bush got out just in time. I'll tell you that right now. Reggie Bush had fucked this shit.
Chris Humphreys is, you know, everybody talks shit on him. Chris Humphreys knew. Whoa. He knew what was good, bitch.
That was half of this. He said, oh, the devil reincarnated? Kris Jenner. No thanks. Yep.
He was like, no, no.
Nope. He said, back
in. I knew that marriage was over when he literally, I forget what he said to her, but he literally said some fuck shit to her in that episode. And I was like, ooh. Oh, it was like, nobody's going to remember you in 15 years anyway. So, and she was like, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, he was wrong, but like.
I know. Every year she flexes harder just to fuck him over. And she's like, thank you, Chris Humphreys. But yes, I am shocked that, like, I don't understand why Travis Scott secures all of these high end fucking crazy deals.
It's foolish. And y'all motherfucker, he went to some hood, was at some McDonald's, and these motherfuckers went and they were stealing signs. He was on top of somebody's car. They was doing a lot for a little bit. Mm. Also, they said McDonald's they're running out of ingredients. Oh, they're running out of beef, bacon, onions, and lettuce. Cool. How McDonald's run out of beef? How'd that work?
And how does Travis Scott cause that? Literally,
I need 20
it's McDonald's. End. It's McDonald's. They have burgers all the time.
It don't taste no different. There's nothing.
That's the thing. It's not even a new menu item.
It's the same thing.
It's a burger with bacon on it. It's a bacon quarter pounder with chicken nuggets and french fries. Or french fries. Not even chicken nuggets. With french fries, barbecue sauce, and a Sprite.
You could have ordered that yesterday if you want it.
Right. And everybody's like, ooh, did you get that Travis Scott? I'm like, for what? I get a quarter pounder all the time, and it's the same shit.
It's the same. And I tell you right now, it's going to taste the same when right. You get it in a meal. It's going to taste the exact same. It's going to taste like ass. That's what it's going to taste like.
I do love me a McDonald's quarter pounder, though.
Like.
But still, fuck you, though. I'm tired of it.
As black people, we got to stop doing shit like this, y'all. We got to stop. Stop giving into the fucking hype. Stop it. Stop.
But also, it's just like.
Because any other day, black people be like, ooh, McDonald's nasty. You eat McDonald's, you nasty. Ooh, that shit ain't even real beat. But y'all gonna go out and buy the fucking $6 Travis Scott meal. Fuck y'all. Y'all stupid.
Here's my thing, right, though. Like, look at how many people, what pandemonium it caused, right? Just because he said, I eat this. In 2020, bitch, there's so many causes that he could have attached his name to.
So many. So many ones that were worthwhile.
And then he just went for the bag and made everybody flock to McDonald's. Great, thank you. The fucking, they find California, I think, or somewhere, and some city's fining him because one of the McDonald's had 500 fucking people in it.
That's what I was talking about. He was fucking, they were like taking signs and shit, and they were inside causing a fucking ruckus. Like,
if I was working, I'd be like, I quit.
I'd be like, this ain't worth it. Like, I'm not.
I'd be like, Travis Scott better pay my fucking unemployment.
Because this shit right here, at this point, he got enough money, so this shit is ridiculous.
Stormy said, get my money.
You got any other stories to talk about this week?
Where's my phone? I don't really. That was pretty much it because that was really shaking me up.
Not shaking you up.
Other than Drag Race Vegas just being buffoonery. Nebraska Thunderfuck with her ugliness.
We got 3 more episodes, 2 more episodes left, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Miss Vanchi.
That's it, y'all. That was it. That was the wrap up for the last 2 weeks. The girls were girling. It was buffoonery. Like always, I think the buffoonery is going to do nothing but increase until November, so.
Yeah, and then even after that.
That's true. Until we hit about January, it's going to be buffoonery, so.
Literally until inauguration, like when it's confirmed. Like, because I feel like, I just feel like that even, like whichever way the
we fucking, sway.
Whichever way it goes, like, I feel like there's going to be, like, pandemonium after.
Yep.
Like, regardless. Yep. So, I'm a little nervous for that part, but we'll get through.
I'm going to just lock the door and stay in the fucking house, so.
I ain't going nowhere, bitch.
Let me get my groceries beforehand. I ain't going out, so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go vote, and I'm going to go stay my ass home.
That's it. Thank you guys for listening this week to Questions, Comments, and Concerns. If you had anything to say about the 911 video or 911. Fucking Jerry doing the fucking most, Trump being in TikTok, fucking Travis Scott, let us know.
Let us know, girl.
You can email us at WorthThePod. You see how fucking exhausted I am? I'm like, God, the world is in shambles. email us at WorthThePod@gmail.com. You can follow both of us on Instagram, Brendan at OneFish2Fish, myself at _MayaAshley. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please give us 5 stars and leave us a review. It helps more people find our show. Brendan, anything else?
No, just thank you for listening continuously. We love you. We appreciate you. We're here for you. Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's on what?
Period.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's time to go.
Bye. Bye.